from New York City, Comedy Central presents Mike Britt.
Yeah, feeling good. Yep, Black History Month. White people, please. Y'all clapping there. Black History Month. I hate when Black History Month come around though. Soon as you turn on the TV, umbelele umbeyo, umbelele umbeyo. Did somebody say McDonald's? McDonald's, where's that at? Y'all put a lot of stuff on my people. Y'all put a lot of stuff on my people. Y'all put AIDS on us. Remember they said AIDS came from Africa, bro? Remember that? The African green monkey? Now, I watch a lot of Wild Discovery. I ain't never seen a green monkey on none of them shows. Even the African people was like, what green monkey are they talking about? There's no green monkey around here. Where? The monkeys got scared. They was out there like, ah! Tough out here now. Sex is tough. Safe sex done took on a whole new face now. You gotta have sex now with a gas mask and a condom. That's way too much protection. How you gonna have sex like this? He looking at me like, actually, I like that. I like it. It do sound good when you speak.
Whose stuff is this?
That ain't bad. That ain't bad. Actually ain't bad. Too much out here, man. That's why I tried to go on the internet. I figured we gotta be safe there. Can't run into any problems on the internet. I went on one of them sex sites, you know, I wanna see what the big deal is. I went to bigboobs.com because that's what I like, you know. I went in there, you know, and the chick was sitting there with the icon, you know, right by her stuff. It's like, if you wanna see my wet kitty, click here. You know, so I wanna see the kitty. Right? I want to see it, but I'm about to open it up. My friend was like, no, don't open up. She might have a virus. I was like, damn, here too? Wow. You have a virus here? I got to go online with gloves. I got to go online with gloves. It's a waste of time being prejudiced. It's a waste of time to hate people for color. Huh? Because I'm going to tell you why. There's a whole bunch of other people you can hate that has nothing to do with color. I'll give you a few examples. All right? I'll give you a few examples. I hate sports announcers. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they never let the past die. They always got to bring up something from long. You could be at your highest moment in sports, but they're just like women. They'll bring up something from years ago that has nothing to do from right now. It's the truth. Guys, pay attention when you watch the game. It's the truth. The color guy, he'll be calling the game. Johnson swings into the Jones. Jones swings at Johnson. Johnson to Richardson. Richardson shoots. It's a three. Richardson is on a tear, Bob. I tell you one thing. He came to play today, right? And Bob will jump in. That's right, Jim. Considering only 3 years ago he was caught with crack cocaine and underage girls and cheating on his wife, he is really having a phenomenal season. 38 points tonight. Too much. You know what I hate? I hate when you ever be looking at something, right, and you want to order it, and you're waiting for them to give you the number. Right? You got the phone. You're waiting for them to give you the number. But they don't give you the number. They give you a number with words. I hate that, man. Because it makes you feel stupid, because now you got to figure out what letter corresponds to what number. You know what makes it bad? When the next number you got to dial is the same letter. Right? Don't you feel stupid? You're like, okay, T is 5, and the L is 5. This is nuts. Right? But they always have the nerve to say, hurry now. How can I hurry if you gave me words? Give me the numbers I could call. Right? I hate cell phones. I got one, but I got a... Whatever happened to the regular ring, you know? Whatever happened to... That lasted for so many years, and it worked. Now everybody got a little tune on their phone now. That's not the bad part. You know what the bad part is? I hate to see brothers around my way, like real hard, real tough, but they got a, like a little girly tune to their phone. Hey, they be walking all hard and they be like, la 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 la. Yeah, this murder. Yeah. I said the whole family, son. The whole family. You understand me? La la la. I hate people that don't say thank you when you hold the door for them. Oh. Oh, man, that is my wife. Every time. Especially when somebody got packages. And you take your time to hold the door and they don't say, oh, don't you just wish you just go backwards and not hold that door? Right back to where we were at, because I knew you was going to be a bastard. I hate the war. This war is silly. War is a silly thing. How are you going to bomb people, then give them humanitarian aid? That's the dumbest thing in the world. Huh? How are you going to send a plane with bombs and then one with sandwiches coming right behind it? Right? That doesn't make any sense. They stand there dropping the bombs and like, enjoy your food. Where will I eat, America? You just blew up my house. Silly. Silly, man. I'll tell you one thing. After the funniest thing about the whole thing was Arab people complaining about profiling. That was hilarious to me. They ain't handling it too well. I'm not a terrorist, please. Y'all got to get some street sense. One of the terrorists went to a flight school. He said he didn't need to learn how to land. Right? And nobody made a phone call or said nothing. He just went there and was like, okay, Muhammad, today we're going to teach you how to land. He's like, no, that would not be necessary, my friend. What do you mean? Everything that goes up must come down. Once again, not necessarily, my friend. It depends on who is flying, my friend. Who is flying? Silly, man. This is... They can't find Osama. I knew that was going to happen. I knew it. Can't find him in his own backyard. But I don't understand. I know why they can't find him. They all look alike to me. Every time I see the terrorist profiles, I'll be like, well, they're going to have a hard time because El Matik Madak Majik just look like El Matik Matak Matak. I don't know who the hell is it. I don't know. They can't go over to Afghanistan with a composite drawing. They'd be like, have you seen this guy? I have seen him here and here and here. I am him you're looking for. What are you talking about? Why? What I really don't understand is why they can't find them. $25 million reward. $25 million and nobody has said nothing. That's a hell of an organization. The mob don't even have that type of unity no more. $25 million and nobody said nothing? I was like, wow. That, black people, y'all know. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. $25 million? That was a black organization? Osama bin Laden? But Osama bin caught. I just want to $25 million. For $25 million, we realized we didn't even like him too much. You know, they start off low. They'd be like, we'll give you $1 million. No. Couldn't have been me. $2 million. No. $10 million. No. $25 million. You know, one time he disrespected me in front of a lot of people. I think that is worth $25 million of retribution, I think. But here's the real reason why we can't find him. We tell too much of our business. I don't understand war. Why we tell everything we about to do? Right? We running around trying to find military intelligence on them. They don't need that. All they do is watch the news. They see everything they need to see. I'm telling you. They plan their strategy with the TV on and they maps out. Right? They got the maps out there like, tomorrow we will go down the Pushtan Valley and surprise them. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We will not go down the Pushtan Valley. They're like, why not? Because it says on CNN they don't even know about the Pushtan Valley, my friend. They're coming tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It says there, 7 o'clock sharp. Everything is there. It's there on the TV. It's there. Right? Is that stupid? Right? We tell down the range of our missiles. Why would you tell the enemy how far it is the stuff you're sending at them? We tell them the missile can go 2,000 miles. They over there, 2,001, we out of safe. We out of safe. How do you know? Larry King just said 2,000 miles. I counted at one time at a time. We are safe, I'm telling you. This is the one time I wouldn't mind the president be vague. You know, address the union, you know, address the nation, but don't give up too much. You know, when the cameras come on, say, America, we handle our business, we're kicking the ass, I'll get back at you. I'll be like, all right. All right, player, hang new. I say one thing, boy, it took too long for the war to start. I said, it should have been the Jamaican president. I married the one, I'm telling you, they don't play that kind of stuff. September 11th, the planes would have hit. September 12th, it would have been started. Soon as President Donovan would have seen them planes hit the building, he would have went off. Soon as he saw them planes hit the building, he'd be like, Chabomba Clad. They just mash up the World Trade Center, you know. They mash up the World Trade Center. Get Miss Cleop on the phone and ask her where else I'm at. Get Cleop on the phone and tell her to put down the foolishness about the relationship and the bullshit. Tell us where else I'm at, Miss Cleop. We need the information for the people, them. The people. The people. There's something really dumb. They said when it went down, they put more National Guard at the airport. I was like, well, they ain't blow up the ticket counter. We hijack planes. We need them in the sky. We need passenger 57. We need Wesley Snipes in the air, baby. We need Wesley in the air. We don't need him on the ground. I'll tell you one thing. If they're going to change things, I have no problem with it. Change some stuff on the plane, though. Here's something I never understood about an airplane. I fly a lot. Why under my seat in the airplane is there a flotation device? What good is that going to do me 30,000 feet in the air? Huh? Unless it can float on clouds, this is not going to help me too much if I want someone to go down. A flotation, I guess if the Titanic had parachutes, they all would have been safe. Everybody would have been all right. Too much, man. I know when that went down, I know the Statue of Liberty was nervous. I know the Statue of Liberty, when the plane said, she probably was like, what the f***? She probably tried to blow the torch out. Shit, I think I need to go back to France. So, a lot of people got married after September 11th. That's a good thing. No, I just recently got married. Hey, you don't know, huh? You don't know nothing about her. What you clapping for? It's good, but you know one thing I noticed? It doesn't make a difference whether you're married or not. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Men and women, we just going to always see things differently. We're never going to see things the same, right? Like a perfect example, women can get disrespected by a sexual comment, right? No woman wants to hear a man make a sexual comment to them, you know, trying to talk to them. Most women, right? You don't like that. That's disrespectful, right? See, you're walking by. Ladies, first of all, you know if it's a group of guys, nothing positive is going to come from that. You don't never walk by a group of guys and they go, hello, lovely lady. Good to see you this evening. That's just not going to happen. So as soon as you see them, you're already nervous, right? As soon as you walk by, somebody say something like this, you know, a lot of y'all have, hey, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Look at that ass. Like to get a piece of that, you know, and then you turn around, you know, you're like, what a pig. How disrespectful. That won't bother a man. Not one man in here will feel disrespected by that. I say it's you, my friend, all right? And it's a bunch of women standing there. And you walk by, all right? As soon as you walk by, one of them jump out and go, hey, big daddy. Pants look like they bulging. I bet you got a nice little package up in there, right? We won't get mad. We'll stop and turn back and be like, who said that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I like them to keep it real with me. Keep it real. Chicks, I don't know. Women, y'all like cards, and I don't understand that. What is the big deal about greeting cards? Most women, you know, you like if a man bring you cars, right? One time my wife was giving me the "you don't do the things you used to do" speech. You guys know that speech. Right? Not only was she giving me that speech, but right when she was giving it to me, a Hallmark commercial came on. I was like, this is not going to be good. This is a bad, it's a bad combo right here. So the guy gave the girl license, you know, cards and stuff. She was like, see, why don't you do that sometimes? I was like, what? She was like, get me some cards. I said, what's so big about cards? She said, they say how you feel, that's what. I said, all right. So I went and got her some cards, all right? I went and got her two. Had them sitting on the bed when she came home, sprayed them with the cologne I wear that she liked. No, when she saw them, she was like, she opened up the first one. See, this is what I'm talking about. You play too much. This says get well soon. I said, because you're sick and you need to see somebody about your problems, all right? You sick, you're making me sick. It's sick around here. You understand what I'm talking about? You got a card, right? She gonna grab the second card up, or snatch it all up and be like, and what is this? Wishing you were here. What's this about? I want the woman I met 10 years ago. I don't know who the hell you are, all right? Get your stuff together. I'm going to tell you why we get in a lot of trouble. Men, because we are stupid. We are stupid, men. Telling you, we don't have the lying capacity that women have. Women are a lot smarter than us when it comes to doing dirt. I'm telling you, you want to know the difference between a man and a woman cheating? I'm going to tell you. Planning. Yeah, women, she ain't just decided to sleep with him today. Oh, they've been working on this for a while. They call all the chicks involved to one place. Huh? They got chalkboards up, assignments, handouts, walkie-talkies. They on the internet, www.sneakybitches.com. Yeah, it's linked up, I know. That's going to go over smooth. Guys, what do? We go ahead and do the dirt, right? Then pray everything fall into place as we go along. Right? That's the type of thing men do. That's ass backwards. It's too much ego. Your ego gets you in trouble. Here's a perfect example. I read an article the other day that said a lot of women are having trouble dating, right? Because they're making more money than men now, because a lot more women are going to college, you know, becoming CEOs, which is good, right? But the men are feeling intimidated because the women are making more money. I said, what kind of nonsense is this? What difference would it make if you got a good woman and she's making more money than you are? That doesn't make no sense at all. Live the good life. Why are you going to mess it up? Your ego gonna get you in trouble. See, you could be the man in the house. Let me have a woman making $500,000 a year, and I make 20. I'm gonna be the man of the house, but I'm smart. I know how to do it. If I'm playing my game and she coming with the same nonsense, no, she's coming as soon as she start yelling. This is what I'm talking about. You sitting there playing this damn game, ain't nothing done. I'll be like, all right, but you don't gotta yell. All right, now I'm gonna clean up in here. I'm going to go in that kitchen and make some lasagna with some garlic bread and some salad. And I'm going to lick you where you like it, and you're going to shut your damn mouth. Right? All up in my face. Up in my face yelling. Need to be upstairs in that Bath and Body bubble bath I got waiting for you with the peach scrub. That's where you need to be, your ass up them stairs. I guarantee you she won't say nothing. She might mumble, but I guess where she be heading. Who is he talking to? Talking to you. I don't let nothing bother me no more. I release myself now. When I want to go away from stuff, I do the river dance. That's a peaceful. You ever seen that, brother? River? White people, y'all, ooh, y'all almost got it. Y'all almost got that. Y'all got the bottom moving, but the top ain't moving yet. The top ain't moving. But hold on. This is what I was thinking about. What if it was like a thugged out Irish dude, right? Right? But he changed the river dance a little bit. You know, it ain't the same river dance it was before, all right? So drop it. He'd be like, you know, it'd be something like this. So screw your parade and your green lemonade. I just came to your country to make sure I get paid. The river's down. the river's down. I don't need a leprechaun or a four-leaf clover. After I spit my rhymes, I'm taking hip-hop over. River's down. The river's down. I had a great time. I'm Mike Brick. Enjoy the rest of the night, y'all. God bless.